This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
The dual citizenship saga with our federal politicians continues. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon is the latest to be caught up in it. Senator Xenophon is making inquiries with the British Home Office about his citizenship status. He could be British because his father was born in Cyprus, which had been a British colony. This comes after the deputy leader of the Nationals, Fiona Nash, revealed that she is a British citizen by descent. Senator Nick Xenophon, leader of the Nick Xenophon team, joins me on the line. Senator, good afternoon.
Jolly good to speak to you, old chap.
Oh, lovely accent that you've adopted in the space of 24 hours. You don't sound too worried about all of this.
Well, I tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried about people losing their jobs. I'm worried about energy prices. I'm worried about terrorism. They're the things I'm worried about. This is something I have to deal with. I'm still making inquiries with the British Home Office. The quirk, it goes something like this, that because my father was born in Cyprus and he left Cyprus in 1951, ironically, to get away from British rule, come to Australia, and I was born in Adelaide, in 1959, and Cyprus subsequently became independent in 1961. Because my father was here at the time, I think the argument goes, does that mean I would have an entitlement to be a British overseas citizen? And that's one of the issues that's being looked at, and we're trying to find out a few things in terms of what that actually means. Because if you're a British overseas citizen, it gives you a travel document, but it doesn't give any rights to reside in the UK or to live in the UK or to reside in the UK.
It's madness, honestly. I know that this stuff is important, but it's become so frustrating and such a distraction. Now, I'd read somewhere that you told a book launch once that you had travelled on a Greek passport. What's all that about?
No. Let me tell you that. John Lyons, who is a terrific writer, works for the Australian. I think he's going off to the ABC soon, but he wrote a book, Balcony of Tourism. I launched a book a few weeks ago in Sydney, a very important book from his time as the Oz's Middle East correspondent, and he made a joke to the audience, full of journalists, that said Nick travelled there to the Middle East at his own expense on the Greek passport. It was a joke.
I see.
An actual joke. and John Lyons wrote a column about it saying you can't even joke about these things nowadays. So I've never had a passport other than an Aussie passport. There's no better passport to have in the world or any citizenship better to have in the world, in my view, than Australian citizenship, and that's it.
Where is this going to end, Nick Xenophon? Because we've got Scott Ludlam, Larissa Waters, Matt Canavan, Barnaby Joyce, Fiona Nash, Malcolm Roberts. Where's this going to end?
It's a train wreck. That's what it is. I don't know where it's going to end. I'm sure that, you know, if I'm caught up in this and I'm just beginning, I want to be able to show paperwork to the media from the Greek, the Cypriot and British governments in the next few days. I'm being quite open about this. You know, whatever will be, but it just shows that this section of the Constitution that our founding fathers created about 130 years ago during the Constitutional Conventions seems to have a much broader scope, and given the toxic nature of federal politics at the moment, everyone is trying to get everybody else on this, and it's a mess. I mean, it could be that the parliament becomes ungovernable. I mean, us senators are pretty dispensable because we can be replaced in the casual vacancy or by the High Court, depending on what happens. But if there's a by-election in the House of Reps, that's when it gets interesting because the parliament's so tight.
Yeah. They need to be updated. Look, we'll talk to you soon if you've still got a job. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Senator Nick Xenophon joining us on the program.